Blog Talk Radio.
Mahalo for that beautiful song for our opening. And did you know this year, starting yesterday, is the year of the wood sheep? Welcome, wood sheep. And thank you, wood horse. We'll see you again in 11 years. There are 12 animals in our compass in Feng Shui. When we do our Feng Shui readings for you, one of the first things that you'll find out is your animal sign, and you have one, and it's one of 12. And so today ushers in a brand new energy for all 12 signs, not just the sheep. Although it is the sheep year, and so we're going to honor the Southwest this year. The Southwest, remember, is the mother corner. So everybody in your Southwest corner, in our Southwest corner, we've got a beautiful Arizona afternoon. We welcome you to our studio. And so what I'm going to do today is go forth through the year, through the animals. And so if you don't know your animal sign, that's all right. You can look it up. It's so easy to find on the internet. Or you could get a reading from me, and I'll do your animal first and then your element. And Pathfinder helps with all of my Feng Shui readings, by the way, because we're actually not in Asia, most of us and our friends. Now, if you're listening from Asia, the Asian cures and enhancements in Feng Shui are really actually quite common all over the place. But here in the Western world, we're actually more used to the Western astrology. And so we do have animals, and we're used to a compass direction. So what I want you to do is put on your Feng Shui hat, and we're going to get into the 12 animals that are the feng shui bagua wheel. And so in your feng shui southwest sits the sheep. And in the wood sheep year, by the way, there will be five elements in each sign, okay? So each of you may be a sheep, but it might be a fire sheep, for instance. And then there's also the water sheep, and it goes through all of the five elements, all right? Now, the wood sheep would be turning 60 this year because of the calendar cycles. It all seems to make sense. It will. It will. Just keep thinking about your feng shui calendar compass. And let me just mention a couple of celebrities so you can get a feel of sort of that. Maria Shriver, Bill Gates, Mick Jagger, Bruce Willis, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Barbara Walters, all right? And so if you could think of that type of a bounce of person, which is completely innovative to me, and the works that they tend to do go on and on and on. And so that's why in one of the other shows I said, I'm pretty excited about all of the babies born starting yesterday, okay? Starting yesterday, if you know a baby that was born, that is a wood sheep, all right? And then going around the compass in the right-hand way, clockwise, is the monkey. And the monkey and the sheep are in the corner together in the southwest. Okay, so almost everything that pertains to one pertains to that other direction. To get more personalized, you need a reading, and definitely your animal sign makes a pretty big difference. But in the feng shui bagua compass, sometimes two animals share a sector, okay? And actually it happens four times. So the monkey is in with the sheep, and in the monkey years, a celebrity-wise, for instance, Elizabeth Taylor, Houdini, Eleanor Roosevelt, David Copperfield, and Truman, all right, like that, are monkeys. And this year, the monkey and the sheep are having a pretty celebratory year. It's a good year, so I would amp it up. I would amp it up by putting fire there or putting color there. Just red or purple. You sheep and you monkeys, get in your southwest and put red and purple and fire in there, okay? And amp up your celebrations. There's a lot more, but I'm just going to keep moving, okay? Around here, next, is the rooster in the west, okay? So if your compass is going that way, rooster sits in the west. And rooster celebrities are like Britney Spears, and Ellen DeGeneres, Dolly Parton, that's one of Pathfinder's favorites. Yeah, he gives a cheer for that. Larry King, all right? Benjamin Franklin, Bette Midler. Now, so these are roosters. Now, that's kind of an amazing bunch. Rooster has the West by itself. Rooster's having kind of a tough star fly there this year, so there's a lot of things that you're going to have to be careful about pertaining fire and metal. So the cures there are putting fire and metal there just to get a hold of that and just to keep an eye on that. And for everybody, the bounce of the year, the cure for the bounce of the year is fire and metal, same thing. The bounce of the year is the argumentative star year for everybody, everybody. And we're already seeing this because look at all these weird metal and vehicle accidents we're seeing right away. So everybody be careful out there in your metal world. And that means your cars. And that means your airplanes. And that means all of the transportation things like this. Especially be careful in your kitchen of metal knives this year. Just be careful. Take care. That's for everyone. Okay? And after the rooster, we have the dog. Woof, woof. Pathfinder and I are both dogs. All right? And so who are dog celebrities? Let's see. Madonna, Elvis Presley, Stallone, Cher, Michael Jackson, Mother Teresa, two presidents, Clinton and Bush, are both dogs. All right? The dog has a great year. And if you can just enhance your romance types of images. Twos, put things in twos in the Northwest, okay? And the Northwest can also handle plants. Let's put a plant over there this year, okay? And hop up, and here we go to the boar. And the boar and the dog share the Northwest. So guess what? Same thing. Put things in twos. Put maybe two red hearts over there if you're wanting to amp your romance life up. And a plant. Now, famous boars, I don't want to forget them. Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Farrah Fawcett, Spielberg, Elton John, Hemingway. These are famous boars. The Dalai Lama is a boar, okay? And then we have the rat. The rat sits up north all by itself. And the rat this year has awesome, awesome money, wealth, luck. Did I just say money bowl? Yes, I did. Build your money bowls. Put your wealth ships, guess where? In the north. If you're a rat, your celebrity counterparts are John F. Kennedy, hey, George Washington, Mozart, Shakespeare, Prince Harry, Ben Affleck, hey, Carrie Perry, you're a rat too, all right? And then that the kooky one, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's a rat. All right, here we go over to the ox. And the ox sits in the northeast. The ox has a wonderful year coming up. Lots of heaven luck, so let's activate heaven. Let's put things there that remind you of heaven. Heavenly type things. Go in the northeast this year. That's a good thing. You guys share allegiances with George Clooney, Jack Nicholson, Bill Cosby, Sigourney Weaver, Meryl Streep, Anthony Hopkins, and our President Barack Obama is an ox. Did y'all know that? I bet you didn't. Next in the east is actually the ox and the tiger share the northeast, okay? So same thing. You tigers, amp the heaven luck up. Amp what makes you feel good. Put that there. What reminds you of heaven, you tigers? Now here are your tiger celebrities. Tom Cruise, Jay Leno, Leonardo DiCaprio, Paula Abdul, Stevie Wonder, Kenya, Carl Max, Hugh Hefner, and how about Marilyn Monroe, huh? She was a tiger. Rawr. All right, next. We got the rabbit in the east. The rabbit is all by itself in the east. And the rabbit has a huge, victorious year. Did I say victorious? Yes. Put your victory things there. Put a flag there. Put your medals and honors and ribbons there. Put things that remind you of victory. Put them in the east. Put lots of plants in the east this year. And your talented rabbits are Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie. Isn't that interesting? Nicolas Cage, Frank Sinatra, Confucius, Albert Einstein. They are rabbits. Next is dragon. Dragon is in the southwest. Dragon celebrities, southeast, correct. Dragon celebrities are John Lennon and Keanu Reeves and Robin Williams, Roseanne Barr, Rihanna, Salvador Dali, Ringo Starr, Martin Luther King Jr., and Woodrow Wilson is a dragon. Now, the dragon looks like it has a tough year. But if you can figure out how to activate the wealth, it can come to you. I would do that. Very cautiously put a little bit of green and plant over there. Not your whole garden, all right? And with the dragon in the southeast is the snake. And the snakes are Taylor Swift, Charlie Sheen, Tim Allen, Oprah is a snake. Gandhi, Howard Hughes, and Mao Zedong. Wow, Muhammad Ali. Woohoo! So, the snake and the dragon. If you can really figure out your balance this year, I would get a feng shui reading because it is possible, even though you have a sticky star there this year, you're going to have to really, really take care. just really take a second thought, and things will go very, very well. All right? Next, horse. And the popular horses are Jackie Chan, right? Paul McCartney, John Travolta, Janet Jackson, Sean Connery, Barbara Streisand, Harrison Ford. Look at all of these. Goodness sakes. Neil Armstrong. And these are horses. All right? Now, the horse just had a pretty galloping year. This year is going to be a little bit of a pause, horse. Put some water in the south because we have a robbery thing going on there. Robbery can be more than just your things. It can be your energy. So put water or blue in the south, you horsies. Okay? Did I make it all the way around? Oh, my goodness. I was wondering how that would go. Well, excellent news for all 12 animals is the three in the middle has a magical ho too. And so with that Asian representative, if it just says anger star, it can go to peace. So let's all take a pause and go to peace. And now I want to welcome our beloved Pathfinder. Welcome to Aloha Healers Network.
Aloha. Miedo chanku oksape wichasha. It's good to be with everybody. And this today's topic is peace in the center. We're kind of have a theme about the center right now. And this is talking about your sacred center. Now, what are some of the sacred centers inside us? Well, we talked about the belly button last week. Talked about the heart of hearts. We talked about the center of the brain. These are three of our centers. Now let's talk about the one center. And the one center is our relationship with ourself as we are in relation with God. Now, this is very key to happiness. You know, I was thinking over this topic a little bit, and basically, God wants us to be happy. The grandmothers and grandfathers, your ancestors, want you to be happy. So what are some of the ways that we can hold this happiness? Well, song, we sing. If it's a kid's song, if it's a popular song, if it's a traditional song, we try to hold the ceremonial songs in a different way. But then if we want to participate in those ceremonies, we can go and happily sing those songs. And when we're singing, it's to send a blessing out into the world. One of the great gifts that we have been given is this way to sing. Another important way to connect with Creator in our day-to-day life is service, what makes us happy, to be helpful. And this type of helpfulness takes all different varieties, as we have many, many cultures and peoples around the world. But even to go out of the way to make somebody else's day a little bit easier, or to get that, say that joke that brings that smile. And so service is our, it's an Aquarian participation in the group. And when we do this, we're fulfilling one of God's laws, and that's the law of love. Another way to encourage this peace in our center is meditation. To take time to meditate with nature. To take time, as some say, to go to the closet where you're just alone. And to become more familiar with what's going on inside you. What's going on inside your body. What's going on inside your emotion. What's going on in your thinking. What's going on in your spirit. And to make amends with those situations that have occurred in our lives that still disturb us. Something doesn't feel complete. a practice of finding an answer within ourselves and then maybe sharing it or maybe not. But in order to instill that peace within, we have to pay attention to any emotional disturbances that we feel inside of ourselves. And so in going into meditation, to literally seek immersion in the energies of the Mother Earth, to seek immersion in a communion with the Holy Spirit, the spirit of sacredness, and then to understand that within us, each one of us are tied to the great Creator. That's how we live and breathe. Every single moment, microseconds, even tinier, the firing of the light of an atom, God in that moment is affirming you and affirming you with the breath of life. And the Mother Earth is affirming you. She's affirming you with the power of the clay that makes our bodies. And so understand, no one is alone. In fact, we're all connected. And that's why with the Aloha Healers Network, we ask the Creator and the grandmothers and grandfathers to send out a blessing to all the peoples, because ultimately we're not just one, but we have to become one again, as in peace. First, that peace starts within, and then we can share that peace. Now, in these days of earth changes, there's all sorts of things going on in nature or in the nature that, let's say, metropolitan people, man has created. So we have the natural world, and then we kind of have some industrial places that are a little bit different than the natural world. But to hold our peace and to walk in a type of friendly certainty, we help others around us to remain calm. Now, there's a teaching that the grace of the Mother Earth, she communicates to our sacred centers. She can send you messages through intuition, through feeling, or maybe even a thought. And it says that in times of danger in a particular area, the Mother Earth will warn those who are listening, and those people will go to safety. There's been some situations where people just have not been listening or using good common sense, and tragedy has occurred. So let's stay aware and awake. Let's work on our sobriety a little bit and stay conscious of those around us. Now, the Mother Earth has placed a sacred inside of each one of us, and that sacred element interacts with the breath of the sky. And this is why everyone can find that inner peace. This song that we opened with, again, it was that piercing song, and I actually had meant to sing a different one, but that one came in. I want to dedicate that song to the young warriors. I want to give a shout out to my little nephew Manny Wanji Zephyr over there on Maui. He did something really brave recently, in that he was noticing that some of his friends and schoolmates that lived over in this one area were coming up with all these strange illnesses, and they weren't doing very well. Well, it turned out that they were living downwind from a Monsanto GMO crop field. And whatever it was that was being put on those crops was making his friends sick, he thought. And I think he's thinking correctly. And so what did he do? He started to protest and asked the locals there and his ohana to help out with the situation. And they even got it all the way to, like, city council and to work on this issue of corn woman gave it to us, the way that the ancients gave us this nourishment, and to honor that. And so I want to send a shout out to that young warrior for his successes in helping Hawaii to protect their food. And so at this time, I want to say welcome to everybody. How heoka is that? Wait till the end to say hello. But I want to invite everyone to, if you'd like to have a feng shui reading, or if you'd like to have a spiritual reading with me where we use intuition and the messages of your own grandmothers and grandfathers to help you out in many, many life issues. We're extremely affordable because we believe in universal access, and you can contact us at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And you can also contact us on our Aloha Healers Network Facebook page. Please go there and like us so we can get this broad all the way around the world. That's the goal. During these times, we want to share helpful information to support especially the healers around the world, and then the self-healing of all the people. I'd also like to put a shout-out to my good friend Shelley Inting. She has a weekly astro forecast on the Esoterically Speaking Network, and there's a Facebook page for that. And she also has many services with the aromatherapy and the Western astrology. And so please contact her if life seems a little bit too confusing. She can help clarify that. One other shout-out for my good friend Dr. Richard Hatta with his amazing and innovative Taoist healing sessions and trainings. And you can reach him at hata-ki.com. hata-ki.com. And so at this time, let us all take a deep breath and allow the peace to enter our center.
Mahalo Anui Loa, Pathfinder. And I'm going to close with the Reiki prayer. Just for today, I give thanks for my many blessings. Just for today, I'm kind to my neighbors and all living beings. Just for today, I let go of anger. Just for today, I let go of worry. I do my work honestly.
There's going to be a special show this Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Esoterically Speaking Network, where Brenda Kelly and Shelley Inting will go after some of this feng shui knowledge for the year of the wood sheep. And so, everybody, much love and blessings, and may the Creator and the Mother Earth always hold you with the greatest care.
Oh.